Ask the Expert on The Pat Kenny Show.
With Hidden Hearing. Personalised care with Hidden Hearing. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Now it's time for our Ask the Expert slot. And this week we're covering legal issues with a focus on wills. And joining me in studio is John Costello, solicitor with Noble Law Solicitors in Dundrum. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you come from a family of solicitors.
Yes, well, lawyers anyway.
Yeah. And you've been doing this for a long time. So
yes.
Your specialist interest is wills and probate.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. It's a complicated area, or is it?
Well, for most families, it's straightforward. If you have two parents and children, normally the straightforward family will is where the spouses leave everything to each other if they survive, and if they don't survive, they leave everything equally between the children. That is the most common family type will.
But there's no entitlement to equal shares on the part of the children.
No, there isn't. But I suppose in 90% of the cases, parents are treating children equally.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, there's a special circumstances where one of the child has a disability.
Yeah. It might be a farm or something like that where only one is going to do the farming.
That's right, yeah.
Now, do the children, if they feel they've been unfairly treated, but they're now adults and all going about their business and, having jobs and their own families, do they have a right to claim an unfairness, even if they're self-sufficient at this point?
Well, there is a section in the Succession Act, Section 117, which says that any child who feels aggrieved with the terms of their parent's will can challenge the will, but they have to prove that the parent has failed in their moral duty to make proper provision for them. And they also have to prove a financial need. So if you're a multimillionaire,
working for yourself and doing well, thank you very much, you really have no hope of...
Well, it should be a struggle to succeed, yeah.
Now, the grandchildren, can they inherit an amount tax-free?
Yeah, they have no legal rights, but they now, after the budget last October, the threshold for grandchildren is now €40,000. So parents, if they have the assets, what they do is they leave each grandchild €40,000 and then the residue equally between their children. And it's a way of spreading the tax burden.
Now, what about a child living at home with the parents? Are they entitled to inherit the family home?
Yeah, there's a special relief that if you've been living in the family home for 3 years before you inherit it and you have no interest, it's important, you must have no interest in any other property.
So you might have sold a property in order to go back and look after your parents.
Well, that should be good tax planning, in fact.
Yeah.
That should be the thing to do. So it means then that you can inherit the family home tax-free if you've been living there 3 years and have no other property.
All right, now the questions are coming in thick and fast. Can property overseas be included as part of the estate in a person's will?
Yes, but I do recommend that if a lot of Irish people are fortunate to have holiday homes on the continent, on the Mediterranean, and I do recommend that if you have a holiday home in Spain or Portugal or Italy, that you make a will in that jurisdiction dealing with that holiday home. And that will is kept separate from your Irish will. So I would recommend it where you have a holiday home in a sort of a Mediterranean country, because they have quite different legal systems.
Yeah. And what about America? Because a lot of people have Florida homes and things like that.
Yeah, I would recommend you certainly get tax advice in America about that. Mm.
Is it possible to have a will that leaves everything to your spouse but protects your half of the estate for you and your spouse's adult children should your spouse remarry?
Well, the position is that if your spouse is legally entitled to one half of your estate.
Yeah.
So if you were to leave everything to equally among your children, your spouse can claim one half of the estate. So you can't disinherit your spouse legally under the Succession
Act. So the spouse, you die.
Yeah.
The spouse is entitled to half
estate. That's right.
And then, so half of it can be protected for
this
person's children.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all. And on the other half, you'd hope that the person remarrying would look after his kids by the first
marriage.
Now,
what you can do is, I've had situations where there are substantial assets where you leave a life interest to your spouse. So they say there's a fund there, and that they would get the income from the fund during their life, and on their death it goes to their children, and it's ring-fenced for the children.
In a scenario where the parents of the children are not married and the family home is not involved, what does the lawyer suggest will be involved in leaving assets that are not jointly owned to the children?
Well, it's, I mean, my it doesn't really matter whether you're married or not, in that if you want to benefit your children, you should discuss it with both parents, should discuss it. And my recommendation is always to treat the children equally, if at all possible. But if there are special circumstances, as we discussed, one child might get more.
I retain my maiden name on marriage and now have been willed a farm in what have been would have been my husband's surname. How do I claim that inheritance since it's been willed under my husband's surname? So that's someone who never took on in marriage the
well,
husband's
name. Well,
that's
very common.
Once you can identify yourself as being
if you have a marriage certificate, that would be sufficient.
Yeah, you just have to identify.
Right.
I am the person
that's
that
right.
this is intended for.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you ask your wills expert, myself and my wife, both in our 50s with four adult kids, all living at home, we currently have no will. Do we need one?
Well, as I've mentioned, if you don't make a will, your spouse inherits 2/3 of your estate and your children get 1/3. So that could be a problem with the family home if the husband got 2/3 and the children got 1/3, or there could be a family business. So it's always better to make a will, and you can update the will. I mean, generally, in this case, they'd have to update the will maybe in the future.
Now, this one is relevant to that. I have a question. If someone makes a will and then decides to make a new will with a different solicitor, are they entitled to ask for the first will to be returned to them to avoid any complications down the line? What if the first solicitor is reluctant to return that will?
Well, first of all, if you make a second will, it revokes the earlier will.
Automatically.
Yeah, automatically. So you don't really need the earlier will because it's been automatically revoked. But obviously, the safest thing is to get the will and destroy it.
I heard that if I made a will and my children as beneficiaries, that it will be deemed as invalid as anything the wife owns automatically goes to the husband. Is this true?
No, if there's no will, the husband gets 2/3. If there is a will, the husband is entitled to 1/2. So he doesn't get the whole estate. So you can, as we said earlier, the children can inherit 1/2 and the husband can inherit 1/2.
How much does a solicitor charge to make a will?
Well, generally, for a straightforward will, it's a few hundred euro, and it may be the same for a married couple or partnership. But there can be complicated wills. For example, if a child has a disability or if the child has a drink problem or a gambling problem or is irresponsible when it comes to money, you might want to set up a trust for that child, that trustees would hold the share of the child so that they wouldn't dissipate the funds.
Yeah.
So that would be more expensive. So, but for a straightforward will, it's a few hundred euros.
So it depends on the complexity of the assets,
I presume. Yeah. And then there can be major tax planning. I mean, a will can be used to save inheritance tax, which people forget, you know.
But the solicitor won't necessarily be able to offer tax advice.
Well, some solicitors do, yeah.
Can you ask, if a will is rubber stamped in a solicitor's office, etc., will that supersede all other wills? And can you have more than one executor of a will? Can you have a friend along with the family member?
Yeah, I normally recommend more than one executor in case one dies or is unwell. And
also keep an eye on each other.
Well, that's it, definitely. Because if you're a sole executor, there's no one to keep an eye on you. But the legal position is that the last will you make revokes all earlier wills.
So but you know the idea that, and this is kind of the stuff of the movies,
yeah.
Someone's on their deathbed and...
Yeah.
The evil nurse comes in and forces the signature onto the document, and it is the latest document. So it's that kind of thing, that the rubber stamp in a solicitor's office, does it carry more weight than maybe...
No, it doesn't. There's no rubber stamp. The only difference is that the solicitor might witness the will. But you can make a will, as you say, on your deathbed, and it revokes all earlier wills, even made by solicitors.
This one. If I make a will with a solicitor, am I obliged to leave the original copy of the will with that solicitor, and will they charge for the storing of the will?
Well, the important thing is that the will is kept safe, and people used to keep deeds and wills with banks, but banks are no longer holding documents for safekeeping. So generally, some clients have a safe in their own house and they might keep the deeds to their house and the will in the safe. Otherwise, it should be kept with solicitors. Most solicitors have a strong room where they keep the documents safely, and most solicitors won't charge for storing the will.
This one, can you ask about wills? Could you explain to me how my parents, who made a will, that their estate and personal things were to be divided evenly between six of us, and to this day, after a court battle, I've received nothing personal at all.
Well, if the wills have been admitted to probate, in other words, if the probate papers have been signed and lodged in the probate office, the wills are then public documents. So it's, you'd need a copy of the wills, and the copy of the wills would then specify the inheritance that each child receives.
This one here. My father recently died, and his will states that he leaves his house in his name to his wife, my stepmother, for the duration of her life, and that when she passes, it's shared equally between myself and my brother. Can my stepmother now sell the house and keep the proceeds herself? In other words, do the will maker's wishes have to be implemented?
Well, if you have an interest in a property, a life interest in a property, you do have a power of sale. Now, it depends. It would be important to see the wording in that will as to what powers.
But these are kids, not of the woman who's now inherited, a life interest in the house. But then the house passes to them. It seems odd that the woman could actually flog the house in which kids have a life interest. Or a subsequent interest.
Yeah, well, you see, the problem is with a trust like that, if there is a property, quite often, if the property is not sold, it has to be maintained. And that's a problem in practice.
That person might not be able to
maintain the
house because they don't have the money.
Yeah, and so it may be, what I would recommend is that you get a report, an architect's report on the state of the house, and will expenditure be required to maintain the house over the years? Because that should be, and maybe there should be a family meeting. Ideally, there should be a plan for the future holding of the house.
I have a house I bought on my own. Now I'm married, living in my husband's house. I want to leave the house I bought myself to my two children. Can I put that house in my kid's name?
Well, you can. You can make a gift. You can make a gift during your lifetime and transfer the house into your children's names during your lifetime.
But then there might be a tax implication for the kids.
If it depends. They can get 400,000 each. So unless if the house is worth under 800,000, there's no tax.
Okay. I have a will made, but I have no direct relations. I'm not married. I have no kids. So at the moment, I left all my belongings to close friends, cousins and godchildren. I'm at the moment cash poor, but property rich. What would be the best thing to do, as I don't want my friends to incur any cost, but they may have to pay something to allow the will to go through? I hope this makes sense.
Well,
in other words, maybe to inherit the house, the property, they have to pay tax.
Of course. Well, I mean, if a friend, if they're not a blood relation, can only inherit 20,000 tax free. So there's nothing you can do to avoid that. So what will happen is that probably the house might have to be sold, and the beneficiaries would get their inheritance less their tax.
My dad's will is to leave the house to his two sons. Question one. One son has died. Does that mean the house will pass to the offspring of the deceased son? Also, my dad has not made any provision for my mother in this. Does this mean she has no rights?
Well, if a child has died, the inheritance doesn't lapse. It goes into that child's estate. So it'll depend on the terms of that child's will.
The child may be a minor. In which case does it go to...
It would go to the survivors in that case.
No, but if one person dies, they're entitled to something when eventually the parent dies.
Yes.
They're mentioned in the will, and therefore it should go into their estate, one would imagine, but they're dead and gone. So can they have an estate when they're dead and gone?
No, it wouldn't arise.
So it goes to the surviving brother.
Yeah, but if there is a son who has property and who died, and what happens is that the legacy doesn't lapse; it goes into that son's estate and passes in accordance with his will.
But if he's predeceased, he can't inherit.
And
what about my dad has made no provision for my mother? Does that mean she has no rights?
Well, yeah. I mean, she may, if she's a spouse, she has legal rights. Yeah.
I have a question regarding will planning and property. My parents would like to include their grandchildren in their will, but not to reduce what my siblings and I would receive before being heavily taxed on the sale of the original family home when they pass away. How can grandparents include grandchildren in a will to avoid heavy tax and thus ensure the future generations in the family receive financial support rather than it going to the tax man? Can a piece be added to the will stating that grandchildren should receive equal shares on what otherwise would go on tax?
Well, you can leave 40,000 to each grandchild.
So it depends on the number of grandchildren.
Yeah, if you have 20, you can leave them each 40,000.
Okay, so many questions still flooding in on the text screen. I'm the executor of my parents' will. They've expressed that their wishes have changed re-beneficiaries, but have not made a new will. Am I bound to the old allocations?
Yeah, you can only follow the terms of the will. You can't follow letter of wishes.
If adopted, can you challenge your biological mother's will?
No, it's your adopted parents.
That's your legal relationship.
Right, yeah.
Can you make your own will and just have it witnessed?
Yeah, certainly, no problem. Yeah.
You don't need a solicitor.
Yeah.
If all property and bank accounts are in joint ownership, does all automatically go to the surviving spouse? No need for probate or a will?
Yeah, I normally recommend that in harmonious family relationships, but with the couples, that everything is in joint names, and it means that it passes automatically to the survivor.
Now, John, we could go on all day, but I'm afraid we have run out of time. That's John Costello, solicitor with Noble Law Solicitors and expert in wills and probate.
Ask the expert on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Hidden Hearing. Personalised care with Hidden Hearing. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.